English Only is the name of the national effort to make English the official language of the United States, and it's a very contentious issue. This week, we've been hearing arguments for and against using only English in the classroom, in the workplace, and in government. Columnist Arianna Huffington says she's in favor of one national language.
As a Greek immigrant and recent American citizen, I believe there is such a thing as an American identity. It consists, ironically, of the very same virtues that have enabled millions of immigrants to succeed, such as hard work, family, faith, and social responsibility. But it's this identity that we're in danger of losing. Multiculturalism shatters the ideal of one nation under God into a secular set of warring tribes and competing ethnic claims. Bilingual programs, well-intentioned as they may be, are ripping America apart. Even though we spend $6 billion a year on these programs, their dropout rates and literacy skills are a national disgrace. For example, in California, more than 1 million students in public schools do not speak English well enough to understand the teacher's instructions. In Los Angeles County alone, students are schooled in a dizzying array of foreign languages, including Cantonese and Tagalog. In New York City, public schools are coping with a shortage of, yes, Albanian-speaking teachers. A familiar response to this mounting evidence is to say that what we need is better bilingual education. It is a classic response to bankrupt great society programs. The common refrain is, let's reinvent them, let's make them better, and all will be well. I'm a Greek immigrant, but I don't want my children taught Greek in school. I want them to learn English. I want to make sure that they read and write in the primary language. If I want my children to learn the language of the old country, I'll teach it to them around the kitchen table. English should be first in America. It used to be that immigrants came to America and made learning the language their first priority. Fluency in English for all students should be the goal of all public schools. English is more than just a way to get around town. It's the language of our Constitution, our Congress, our commerce, and our currency. And it should be the common language of our culture. We immigrants have left our homelands for the American dream. Of course we cherish the familiar sounds and words of our past, but we will have a better chance at the future if we know how to speak and dream in English.
Arianna Huffington is a syndicated columnist.